So this is the Punjabi anthem, not the Punjabi anthem, sorry. The Canadian anthem sung in English and Punjabi at the Winnipeg Jets game. Okay, so this is it right here. And I was trying to do the conversion, like how would that work? And Girk was trying to do it too. Yeah,
it was just garbage.
I thought, but you don't like it?
Because in my head, I was thinking, okay, you have to start off, then you have to be like, oh, Canada. The other type of shit, I was thinking.
Why did you just like Canada?
I don't know. I gave up right there. I was like, this is too hard.
Okay, here, hold on one sec. Okay.
Oh, Canada will be performed in English and Punjabi.
Bad.
I thought it was pretty good.
I'm so proud of the cry.
Do this.
That was so good.
Do this type of shit and yeah. Not ban lingue.
Yeah.
Okay?
We are doing this type of shit too.
Yeah, but throw in the fucking banning of the lingue and the babi are wilding out here too. This is why they need PR, bro. But yeah, anyway, so some people were like in the comments, people, there's like a lot of stuff like this would, if anyone sang the Indian anthem in English, blah, 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 it would be like the biggest thing. And they're disrespecting Canadian heritage,
excuse me.
They're like, so people are like, why can't people just let like things be this and that? So there's all like a mix of the comments. They were like, half of them were like, oh, this is so cool, this is great for Punjabi, blah, blah. And then the other half were like, obviously, like the people that are like, you know, like trying to make it like a, like, you know, basically
racialist
being like,
thing. Well, Indian people, like they're native to that. Like, you know what I mean? Right. Like they're native to the country.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Whereas people here
are not native to the country.
Nobody's
yeah,
yeah. The people that came up with the English national anthem are not native to Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You can't trace their generations back. Like,
yeah,
the hundreds of thousands of years.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like European. They go
and
back.
So Canadian heritage is like a combination of multiple heritages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so if you say it in Punjabi, you're just literally translating it.
Like, don't you want like people to like support Canada, sing about how great Canada is in their own language? Like, don't you want that?
Yeah, it's a good PR.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. People just got too much time on their hands, man. Go make some money, Sario.
Go make some money, Sario.
Yeah, straight up, man.
Your fucking interest rates are about to go through the roof.
They are through the roof.
Your mortgage is coming up.
Inflation is through the roof.
Yeah, man. These guys are fucking out here arguing about fucking desi singing Go Canada in Punjabi. Right?
You don't think it sounded good, Gurkhan?
No, like it sounded like okay. Like,
I thought it sounded way better than what I was coming up with.
100%. Way better than what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was singing the English parts in a desi accent.
Girl's like, oh, they're going to sing it in Punjabi?
Yeah.
Oh, Canada. Our home and native land. That's what they're going to do.
Sada karte sadi tarti.
That's the shit I was thinking.
Oh, Rab ji san. What's the next thing?
Just relax now.
Oh, Canada. What? I don't even know the lyrics. I totally forgot the lyrics. No, they just like, they did a loose translation. Like, it was like, Rab sadi tart rakhe. God keep. Actually, no,
yeah,
that is
yeah,
pretty
yeah.
literal.
No, it's a good, literal. Yeah. It's a really good translation.
Yeah.
It's much more eloquent than what we came up with. Oh, Canada.
Because they changed the son's command.
Yeah, yeah, to all of us command now.
Yeah. All of us command. they, them are here. He, she, her, his, they, said.
Two souls.
Two spirits and souls, yeah. and all the communities. And the international students who deserve to work 40 hours a week.
But the American anthem is by far the most goated anthem.
It is pretty lit. It is pretty lit. Yeah, yeah.
It's so sick.
It's way better.
The Canadian one's all just like whatever, right? Like
tune is so good. Like the melody. Yeah. How does it go?
I just had a really good music producer.
Yeah, they did probably.
The Beats back in the day.
Who is Star?
They have the Star Spangled Band.
Yeah. How does that go?
I need to hear it. I can't just start.
No, it's
Oh say.
Yeah. Oh say, can you see by the dawn's early light what's so proud The best thing is when the mic dropped on like a hockey game in Canada or something.
Oh, and all the Canadians started
singing. The American anthem. Like they knew it word for word.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. And then people in the comments were like, Americans can never do this.
Yeah.
they can never do this for Canada.
Seriously. It was just recently, three weeks ago, at one of these big sporting events. Like, I don't know if it was for NHL or NBA or something. I'm pretty sure it was NHL. And it was happening in the U.S. and the guy singing the Canadian national anthem, he like fucked it all up.
It happens, I feel like.
It happens all the time.
He fucked it up?
Yeah.
How?
He just like read it in the wrong order and then he like, yeah, it just sounded all weird. You're like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Like the last time I went to a hockey game and they did like the national anthem, there's that part where everyone goes bah, bah, or whatever.
Yeah.
I was freaked out because I didn't know that was a new thing or something. That's new,
like,
I think.
Oh, can you see? And everyone yells, see? Because Calgary's like the sea of red. So then everyone yells, see. And then they go, and the Rockets, whatever. And then they say red. And then as soon as they say red, everyone says red out loud.
No. Huh. The Canadian anthem. Even in this video, there's a part.
Yeah. North. The true north.
Yeah, true. North. They're saying it like really like crazy.
Yeah,
I got freaked out when I was like, whoa, what the fuck just happened? Because it has to be like a new thing because that was never when we were younger.
No, that's what I'm saying. So in Calgary, when they sing the Canadian or the U.S. national anthem, they on the words like sea and red, this whole stadium will emphasize those words.
Oh.
And in Winnipeg, when they sing Winnipeg like Jets, they call themselves like the True North. And then so when they sing the Canadian anthem, that whole stadium will go True North. And I think they do the same thing in Toronto too.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Because they like scream it, like that one word. They're like, go, see!
Yeah.
Red!
Yeah.
He was like, ah! Yeah.
But like different stadiums, I think if they have something like that where they can play off like words in the anthem, different stadiums have different things that they do.
Oh, I didn't know that. Jimmington Upachayar, planevents.ca is the best place to find and review wedding vendors in the Indian wedding industry. They want to recognize the businesses that earned first place in their respective categories by giving them a shout on the podcast. So these people are the best of the best. They got the best reviews, the most reviews in their respective category. Pink Diamond Bartending, Zaika Taste of India, Lovely Bridal, Dream Era, Decibel Entertainment, Blue Rose Artistry, Lux Jewelry Studio, Simran's Mendi, Harman Toli, Lotus Lens Studio, Bansi Farms, and Lion Frame Films. Congratulations to all these businesses for being the best, guys, okay? And remember, you guys, if you want to find or you want to review someone that's a vendor, I was going to say wender, that's a vendor, go to planevents.ca and do your thing.
Oh, yo, guys, I'm sure you the funniest thing, okay? So I was in DC this past week, right? And I went to the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History, and there's this section where they talk about, like, you know, human beings, like the evolution, our ancestors and all this type of stuff, right? And there's like this little computer thing there, like if you sit in front of it, they're like, it'll take a picture of you and it'll show you what you would look like as a Neanderthal.
You did it?
So I did. So I did it. Keep in mind, I'm like completely by myself, okay? Like there's all these little kids running around, families. I'm just fucking by myself, like, doing all this dumb shit. This is me as a Neanderthal.
It didn't even change. Why did they do that? Let me see this. Why did they do that to you? Yo, nothing did you dirty. I haven't even seen it up close yet. Why do you have a dhadi?
Did women Neanderthals have dhadis?
No, because that's just like the template of the Neanderthal. Like,
no, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would be you. Yo, what is this?
That's what I would look like as a Neanderthal.
No. This is terrible.
You can't be related to me.
No, because
I would be the best looking Neanderthal around.
There was a bunch of different species of humans that you could be. Like, there was Homo erectus, Neanderthal. There was like six others. And I don't know why I clicked the only one with a beard.
What you
I was like, I want to see what I look like, because that's the one I knew. I'm like, Neanderthal, yeah, that's, you know. And yeah, I just came out like that.
You have
like,
a very big nose.
That's what it said. Oh, that's because Neanderthals have Homo big noses.
Neanderthalensis.
First, I took the picture and I took it really up close where it says you are a .. Homo. And then the picture cuts off. It didn't take the... It was too close up, so the Neanderthal part didn't show. And then I was like, oh, what the fuck? And I zoomed out again. I was like, never mind.
Oh, my
God. Yo, that's... Don't ever show anyone that picture.
Bro, I'm about to post it on Instagram tomorrow.
You need to post it on Instagram. It's the funniest thing ever. But they're taking your actual eyes and your
and my mouth. And they're just putting it on the template. And
yeah, whatever makes you feel better.
This is the template that they put it on. This guy.
Oh.
Yeah. They just take...
No, and I think they took your nose and they spread it out.
No, but look how big
and
the nose...
And they made your eyebrows.
Look at the... Look, his eyebrows are big too.
Yeah, so they made your eyebrows bigger.
They just... No, they kept everything of this minus the eyes and the lips. And they just replace you. That's why the beard is there. I should have put this person.
I wanna Google...
I should have put this one.
Female Yeah, is that a female Neanderthal?
Yeah, no, this is a different species.
Oh.
Isn't that like the first...
Yeah, this is like one of the originals, like before Neanderthal even. You know what's crazy is that we were...
Yeah, they didn't have beards.
We were like human, like Homo sapiens, like us now, were on the earth at the same time as Neanderthal. So there was different... versions of humans.
I think they talk about that in that book, Sapiens.
Yeah, like we were in the same time, but we wiped them out because we were just like spreading faster.
We were just like, ew.
Because they probably saw someone like this. They're like, get the fuck rid of this chick right now.
Get this chick a fucking Manscaped trimmer for me.
Finally, Gert gets hot.
Sonny was like,
does a good plug.
Sonny was like, you guys, he's like, all you idiots are so lucky that you're born in this generation so you can wax or laser your fucking beards. Anyways, that's pretty cool, man, to see all the stuff that they had there. So there's this thing, so they had the Hope Diamond was there, which is what the Hope Diamond is, what the Heart of the Ocean necklace in the Titanic was based off.
Oh. Mm.
So there's no such thing as Heart of the Ocean. It's based off this diamond, which is like right here. It looks exactly like that, like the Titanic necklace.
Oh.
Because they like made it to look like this.
Mm. Wow, what's weird about that?
Did diamond? It come here on the Titanic?
No. So this was, no, it's a completely different, like.
It? Oh, it's totally different.
It's totally different. They just based the
they
necklace off
of this.
They
just made a random ass little plot in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is one of the... like only diamonds in the world that's like a true like diamond that's this color.
Oh,
that's this, that this blue color.
Oh,
it's not okay. Like you can't just like find them like that. And I think like the reason why it's so crazy is like the history behind the diamond. Like, so it was originally 112 carats.
Mm-hmm.
It was huge. And then once it was like, it was sold and you know, this and that and all this stuff. And by the time it made it to like some French king or whatever, he had like cut it down to like 60 something carats.
Mm.
and then wore it on like something. Then it was sold in his estate to someone else. Mm-hmm. And then when that person died, it was sold in their estate to Harry Winston. Mm. And he's the one who like made it into this like necklace, like the Hope Diamond or whatever. And then he donated it to the United States government. Jeez. And then presented it to like the Smithsonian. Mm-hmm. And the way that they did it was they mailed it. They mailed it in the U.S. Postal Service, and the insurance and the postage cost $145. The diamond's worth $250 million.
Yeah.
And that was how much the insurance on it was.
And they were actually covering like the full value
yeah,
of the diamond?
Yeah.
You'd think that it would be going in like an armored car.
Yeah, no. They just sent it. There's the U.S. clerk like just like putting the stamp on the parcel.
Wow.
I was like, yo, people were wild back in the day, dude.
That's crazy.
But that's a pretty, that's similar to like the Kohinoor diamond, like how it was the largest, what was it? Without, I wouldn't say it was, it didn't have any flaws or anything, but it was like a large diamond. Mm. And then the British people got hold of it and then they cut it down. Now, like,
it's so small.
It's so small.
Yeah, that's like most of this stuff. It's like used to be so big. But so this Hope diamond, like the blue one, it's over, what is it? Over 1 billion years old.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's how long ago they pulled it out of the earth?
No, like it was in the earth for that long. And then it was unearthed like a billion years later. But it's been there like for so long.
You can, oh my God.
Like they can date it back that far.
Homo sapien versus Neanderthal war? Excuse me?
Yeah, that's how we were able to like wipe them out.
But they won first.
Oh, really?
Then we had to come back for a final offensive.
Do you know that Canada's the only country in the world that was formed without having to fight a war? We've never had to like fight.
Somebody on Google asked, who would win in a fight, human or Neanderthal? It's obviously speculative, but a modern man of above average build would have an excellent chance of defeating a Neanderthal.
Really? You think so? I think a Neanderthal would be so like strong, just pun you.
Like, no, but it, like brute force. But also, you need some sort of smarts, you know.
Yeah, to win in hand to hand combat. If he could keep his opponent at arm's length, survive the initial onslaught, and wear him down.
Because actually, so like these head things or whatever were placed at certain heights. So like wherever they were, like it was like this was the average height of a Neanderthal.
Yeah, they're probably super short, right?
Short, yeah. So they weren't that tall. So, like, most were, like, shorter than me.
I saw this other thing. And, like, these guys were talking about it on a podcast. And they're the one guy's talking about, like, this this other guy that has, like, a theory about the Mandela effect. And so he's, like, there's this one chick, I guess, on TikTok who was, like, you know the Fruit of a Loom? Yeah. Like, the logo had the cornucopia thing. Yeah. And she's, like, yo, I had this. But, like, it wasn't anywhere. And then this thing's like started blowing up. It started picking up so much traction that Fruit of a Loom, like the company, released a timeline of all the different logos that they had since like its inception, right? And it's not there. The cornucopia is not there. Then apparently this chick started going like actually like crazy. Mm-hmm. She started seeing like a therapist about this.
No.
Yeah. And the therapist was like, dude.
Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah. She's like, no. She's like,
a banana.
What's a cornucopia?
You know that little cone thing?
It's like that long cone. They put like fruits and shit in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, what? I had to draw them hella in like elementary.
I literally never even heard the word.
Griffin, don't you have to like draw them in like, I had to draw a bunch and shit. Like,
what? Why are you drawing?
Oh, in elementary. During Thanksgiving.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
It's like it looks like a cone shaped basket, basically.
Anyway, so the chick's like going to her whatever therapist and he's just like, yo, you need to let this go, right? Like. And then, but I guess she still refused to let this go. And she's like going through all her clothes. She's going through to like thrift shops. Then she finally finds. And it had the Fruit of a Loom logo on it with the cornucopia.
Oh, wow.
Like, and it was not even just like
she found it at a vintage store.
Yeah. Something. And it wasn't even like, you know, like the white tags that are stitched on. It was like a printed on.
Oh.
And it was like, it was faded. But you could tell that there was a cornucopia. It was like pretty obvious.
She could finally.
So then what happened?
Her brain.
So what's the theory?
Nothing. So then these guys like were like, yo, the theory is that it's like they're trying to see how easy it is for them to eliminate things from history right before your eyes. Like the whole Mandela effect. Like,
so that's what they're saying. Someone's like orchestrating this whole thing.
Not someone, but they think it's like, you know, some sort of like way to test like
how like an much, experiment?
Yeah.
Like how dumb we are?
Basically. Not how dumb we are, but like...
Or to how, see how much they can subtract without yeah. us noticing.
Like how many things can we like... Can we show something and have everyone see something and then kind of like make it disappear and see if it ever gets mentioned? And if it does, like what are the effects or something, right? Like,
and if you
know.
Deny it and you try to gaslight the person, how far you can get it? Like how long you can get away yeah. with it?
It's basically like the... It, so these guys are just basically bringing it back to... Like, you know, everyone talks about like history and like the pyramids and this and that. And they're like, it just does like a lot of the stuff doesn't make sense to people. They're kind of likening it to that. Like, they're just kind of like, it's another one of those things where they're just trying to see how easy it is for them to alter certain events or facts or things without the general public noticing too much or, you know, making a deal of it or, you know, something like that.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm still convinced it was Berenstain Bears. Not the Berenstain Bears. It was Berenstain Bears. Like, Steen, not, like, Stain.
Yeah. I don't know about that one, because, like, I never...
I'm convinced.
I even had the books, but I can't find them anymore.
Yeah.
But I
aw, Girk used to read the Berenstain Bears.
I had one or two of the books. But they make you read that shit in school, man.
Why'd you have them?
Because I think I bought it at the book fair. What do you mean?
A Scholastic book fair?
Yeah.
Girk picks up a Berenstain Bears. I can't imagine Girk as a little kid anymore picking up a Berenstain Bears book and sitting there in his bed and reading a Berenstain Bears.
I don't think I was reading it in my bed, but I had the books for sure. I swear to God I had it.
Like the wild thing is that the thing was named the Mandela Effect because everyone thought Nelson Mandela died like way back in the day.
Yeah.
And then when he actually died, everyone was like, what? He was still alive? That's why it's called the Mandela Effect. Because millions of people remember him dying, like, in the 70s or the 80s or something.
So I think with the Berenstain ones, I think because, like, the first letter and the last letter and the ones in between are kind of, like, relatively the same.
No, but I remember, like, being, like, the Berenstain Bears. Like, I used to sing that all the time.
I don't ever think the song went like that.
No, it wasn't. But I just used to say, like, the Berenstain Bears. Like, I used to just...
Yeah, but I feel like the way you say it versus how it's spelled, you can't rely on
But
that.
I remember the E in there too, bro.
Do they sing it? Do they
was
sing
there
the
also
word
another banana? Was there a bananas and pajamas like conspiracy too?
No. That was the most randomest story or the show, right?
It was the sickest
just
show.
A bunch of two kele in pajamas, right? You're like, what the fuck is this? But like, I used to watch it all the time as a kid. But now I'm like sitting there thinking, like, imagine Granny, right? She's watching us. She's like, are these kids fucking stupid? They're just watching these fucking giant kele in pajamas.
I was like, bananas in pajamas are coming down the stairs. Bananas in pajamas. Yo, your childhood was the best.
Yeah.
Honestly, childhood was the best, bro.
Yeah, they had some sick shows back then.
Sick shows.
Sick shows. Like bananas in your pajamas.
Not in your I don't know what kind of fucking...
No, bananas in pajamas. The bananas were in your pajamas, Kareem.
I don't know what kind of fucking bootleg cartoons you guys had.
Yeah, I don't know what fucking wild fucking cartoons you were watching. Bananas in your pajamas.
Oh, mistake, homie.
Rated R fucking cartoons are you watching? Bananas in your pajamas are coming down the stairs. Lost it.
I watched a lot of Arthur.
Arthur was sick.
Yeah, Arthur was sick.
Arthur's so annoying. Have you seen like the new, like, have you seen like the videos where people are like, yo, DW used to fun Arthur.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
It's so true. She literally used to fucking waste the guy so much. Yeah.
In your pajamas.
Bananas in pajamas. Yo, they're way better, bro.
Way better in the 90s.
Yeah.
It's literally so garbage now, Pam.
Is it?
Yeah. I have to.
Dude, I always see it like these fucking like 3D cartoons. I'm like, yo, those are garbage, man. These like animated fucking cartoons. I'm like, these look so fucking trash.
It just sucks because like now the frames change so fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they don't change fast enough, the kids aren't interested.
I read about that too. They're like all like the newer cartoons. They like if you go watch old cartoons, they focus on scenes longer before they shift. Now the scenes are shifting so much faster that the kids' attention span.
But even like Cocomelon is the biggest culprit.
Yeah. For that. But you can find videos that don't change the frames or cartoons that don't change the frames as much or at all even. But like remember like all the like shows from back in the day, like even that Lunette the Clown and shit like that. They're just sitting on the couch the whole fucking time, basically. And they're just like, yeah, they're just, but there's not really like frames aren't moving. The odd time when she does her little fucking countdowns and shit, it happens. But like the nowadays, as soon as a character's talking, it shifts, right? To each character.
All right, guys, let's hop into the coach's title portion of the podcast where we answer your questions and react to your stories. Please don't take anything we say seriously. We're just talking that shit. If you need real professional help, please reach out to someone who knows what they're talking about. This is just an entertainment process only. Okay. Hello, coach. Please read this on the pod. I'm in quite the predicament and desperately need advice. I have been with my boyfriend for 5 years now and we are planning to get married soon. I love my boyfriend, however, I made a stupid drunk mistake. And I don't know if I should tell him or not.
Damn.
I feel so guilty and sick to my stomach since the incident happened. We were at a family Christmas party and I was hammered. Long story short, I was having a conversation with his chacha, who is an extremely attractive guy.
Oh,
and I let my intrusive thoughts take over and I kissed him on the cheek.
What?
On the cheek.
His cha-cha?
His reaction was shock. I got up and ran away. I instantly regretted it and felt slash feel like absolute shit. This is another family event. There is another family event coming up and I will be seeing him there. I want to tell my boyfriend before it as I feel horrible, but also don't want his cha-cha to tell him first. I don't have any feelings for the cha-cha. I do find him cute and have a mini crush, but that's all. I'm afraid this will break our relationship. I love my boyfriend. I do want to marry him and I will never let this happen again as I'm traumatized. Do I keep my mouth shut or tell him? Cha-cha's only 34.
How old is this chick?
It's 26. The guy's 28. How is that even mathematically?
Maybe it's a cousin. Dad's cousin.
Oh, like a cousin cha-cha?
Yeah.
That cha-cha's like our age. 34? That's so young.
Damn, man. Why you just up and kissed him on the cheek for no reason?
Yeah.
Like, how does that even happen?
Yeah, how does that happen? I don't know how people get like, that well,
how did you have like the
thoughts take over?
Yeah, not even, but how did you have like the fucking John in you to even pull that off?
The alcohol, you know, reduces your inhibitions. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. That's crazy. Like, you 100% you have to tell him. But what do you even say?
Yeah, of course. You have to
like,
tell
like, oh, I kissed your cha-cha on the cheek. He's going to be like, what? I'm telling you
right now, it's going to be like rough seas.
Yeah.
Have to tell him.
Yeah, you have to tell him.
What if the cha-cha tells him one day, like, yo, this guy. Or the cha-cha tells like other people and then it comes back to him. Then it's going to be double Gucci slaps for you.
Dude.
I don't know, man.
I don't even know how you do that.
Yeah, like if it's like you're just a naturally, like, you know how some people are like naturally they're like just huggy kissy baby type of people, like they're just always doing that. But if you just like did it out of the blue, then I don't
know. That is kind of weird. Like, are you okay?
Yeah, like I'm seriously trying to figure it out. Like, were you guys sitting together and like what did you do? You're just like Like, how did you do it? I'm so confused.
Fucking banana and pajama came down the stairs.
And then like did you like run away and then like I don't know, can she just be like,
yeah, like what are you doing?
Can she just be like, oh my god, I don't even remember
what?
But the fact that she's like acting so guilty about it, it's just gonna make everyone think that she's
like, oh, what did the judge say? Was it
like you would play it dumb?
I don't know what the hell I would do. I don't know what I
would you tell?
Yeah,
but like didn't people see?
I'm just so confused. Yeah, like when you were leaning in, why was the cha-cha not like pulling back? Like why?
Maybe because he was like talking to someone else, like, or like looking somewhere else, and she was just standing beside him, like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How did you do it? I'm so confused. That's like, you know.
Yeah, we need a play by play here. Like, how did this happen? Where were you standing?
Were you standing? Were you sitting? Where well, was he was looking? Talking? Yeah, like what was going on? Well, or like was this like a, oh, as you were leaving, like you oh give him a hug and then like you know like
you know, the, you'll see him, yeah. like the you know like the Europeans do,
yeah, yeah.
the French,
yeah,
yes.
No, I don't think so. I think it was just like a.
Yeah, like what was
like, I think it was like the most stupidest awkward way.
Well, I can't even think about like how it would happen. Like how did you get that close to his cheek without him flinching?
Maybe he did. Like maybe he was like, oh, and then she was like, oh.
Yeah, like yeah. Didn't stop. She just okay.
Or yeah, or what if she did it like
usually if, like if something like that's happening, like someone's it, like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. What if she did it like she's saying she's giving him a hug to leave yeah. and it's not a side hug? And then she did it.
Oh, maybe, yeah, yeah, that yeah. time.
But y'all, then you can just play it off like, yo, I thought I was too fucking European or something, right?
He's gonna be like, you fucking never European with me.
That's wild to me, man.
That is pretty wild.
You have
I
to mean, tell
him. It's definitely gonna be rough seas, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll break up with you, but he'll be rough seas for sure.
I would 100% ask a million and one questions. I'd be like, what the fuck did you just say? And yeah. how did this happen? Like, I would ask, be like, yo, I'm play this out right now. Show me what happened.
Do a like, dramatization yeah. of yeah. the whole incident. I'll hire actors and everything.
Yeah, well, that's what I kind of need. Like, yeah, what?
I'm so confused, man.
Oh, my God.
To get an idea.
Damn. People out here, bro.
Seriously. Sometimes like... I go to give Karen a hug and she flinches. This just I'm only out there giving puppy on. That guy's just like, yeah.
Puppy on Japan.
Just another day.
Oh my God.
Send us a picture of your cha-cha.
Yeah, bro. Single. His cha-cha. Not even her cha-cha.
Oh yeah, his
cha-cha. That's crazy, man.
Make sure this holiday season you guys go to Rue Cafe and Bar. Okay, they have transformed this space. Beautiful, cozy, comfort, Christmas vibes. Christmas time. They have some amazing holiday menu items that they added, right? Like a full turkey dinner you can eat there. Eggnog, apple, cranberry, waffle. They have a bunch of good drinks that they also added to their holiday menu. Hot buttered rum? Please! And they have a drink called Meet Me Under the Mistletoe. Get more information on their website, www.dineatrue.com. That's spelled dine at. I mean, you guys already know how to spell dine at, but rue is spelled ruex.com. If you don't know how to spell dine at, then I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, okay? Check them out, Rue Cafe and Bar.
Here's a interesting little submission that I got, okay? I was like reading, I was like, well, this is fucking boring. And then I went with one line, I'm like, eh? Hey, cool. It's all the podcasts. Blah, blah, blah. I would love to hear everyone's opinion on this. So it's not a question, it's opinion. Here's what happened. A couple months ago, I met a guy and started talking to him over the phone and on text. I knew him through my cousin, so I had met him a couple of times prior. But I made it clear I only wanted to be friends because the conversation was good, but there was no attraction. Fast forward a couple months, I went to a party and met another attractive guy. We exchanged numbers and started talking over the phone. Conversation was great. Talked for a couple hours a day. I was really enjoying it. We hung out once and it went really well. Also, guy number one and two were best friends. And I know and I knew, but it didn't matter because I wasn't talking to guy number one romantically at all. But apparently guy number one was going around telling people I was his girl. Ooh. And I found this out from guy number two. And I thought that was weird and kind of stopped talking to him. Back to the story. I hung out with guy. I thought that was part of the story. But okay. Back to the story. I hung out with guy number two again, and it was going really well. And we were parked until guy number one pulled up with a gun outside the passenger side.
What?
And I was driving. And he dragged guy number two out, and I freaked out, obviously, and started driving away with the door open.
No! This guy's about to get clapped, and this bitch is driving off. She's like, oh, not today.
This guy's getting half hanging out the car.
Damn, that's fucking rowdy.
What? Pulled up with a gun?
She kicks him.
This guy's just fucking getting creased on the
wall. Yo, this chick understands. Okay? Survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
The fight or flight. This chick bucked it. She's like, fuck this.
Yo, because I don't think there's a lot of people, Girk, that freeze.
Yeah.
And that's
I would be like,
I wouldn't know what to do. You guys, you guys' facial expressions today, you need a camera.
Okay, anyways, so what's going on? And
okay,
then?
Okay, hold on. So where was I? I freaked out, obviously, and started driving away with the door open. The whole scene is just really funny to me.
She's like, I don't know what was outside the car.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know what happened.
Obviously. Oh, they dragged him out and she dipped?
She did.
She didn't even call the cops or anything? Oh my God. That's zero loyalty, man.
She's like, I don't know what happened, but guy number two, oh, she did fully drive away. But guy number two asked me to come pick him up and drop off, and I did. Don't ask me why. Question is, how did guy number one know where we were? I stopped talking to both of them for a few days and then decided to go out on a date with guy number two because he wanted to explain. At this point, both guys started calling me and talking shit about each other. I believed guy number two because he was less creepy and not as Delulu as guy number one. Things were going well with number two until I found out he was saying shit behind my back. Then number two said he would fight me since he had gang ties. Because his best friend was trying to beef him over me. Apparently to protect my dignity over the shit his best friend was saying about me. Then I blocked both of them because they were crazy. The end.
How old are these people?
Way older than they should be for this type of situation to be happening.
This is straight, sorry,
like 26, 27.
Oh my God.
Gang, gang.
Gang, gang. Fucking bang, bang.
They were best friends. And the one friend pulled a gun on his other friend. Over the girl.
Like, and then this chick's like, Chal, he calls her back. Can you give me a ride? She goes to pick him up. This guy's ox all fucked up, nose bleeding and shit. Yo, that's fucking wild. First of all, you're tripping.
Yeah.
And so are everybody. Everyone in this story.
Car check to see if there's a tracker on it or something.
This guy threw an air tag in there?
Yeah.
No, like any kind of a tracker.
The two guys that are 26-year-old, the guys were like, yeah, fuck it, what do you mean? She said, you know, your girl, I'm going to go meet her today at this parking lot. That guy's like,
yeah,
okay,
they're probably still in communication. That's how we
unless
knew.
They've shared their, the friends will share their location.
Who knows? Obviously, everyone in this submission has lost, including you, okay?
That's our opinion.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's crazy. I'd be so fucking embarrassed if that happened to you. I would not have called the girl back, be like, yo, can you pick me up?
You probably didn't have another ride, man.
I would have called the Uber.
Yeah,
man.
I would have called Uber too, though.
I would have been like, oh, that's too much.
And she came back, like, did you at least ask, like, okay, is this still a dangerous situation?
And then the guy would be like, oh, I'm going to fight you. I'd be like, huh?
Saliya shit ke aa gaya. Right? Just when you got your ass whooped, Gokkadi, you start the car at gunpoint. You're trying to fight me? The fucking gang gang.
Here for the bang bang, buddy. Yeah. Gang bang.
Do you remember that?
What's that?
Yo, this whole situation.
This is all. I'll try to find the video for you after. This is all the scenario. What can happen in the family?
In the family? I can't say gang bang. And then you say it was a whole situation that happened in the family.
No, like what?
What video are
dude,
you
dude, it was just like the it was the dumbest thing.
Yeah. We were just at one of my cousin's house and he was having a barbecue.
Hold on, let me see if I have it.
I have the video, but we're having a barbecue at his house, right? Yeah. We're in the backyard, we're barbecuing, and like two houses over on the other balcony, there's like a bunch of like desi uncles barbecuing there. And then these guys are like blasting like straight dipper bhangra music. And they're all dancing, right? And then we have one of our younger cousins is with us. He's probably like, what, 15 years old at the
time? No, no.
Maybe like 10.
He was like 10.
Yeah,
like
he was
so
like,
young.
Yeah. And then we're all just like, yo, like, look at these this. He's like going all fucking wild and shit.
No, someone was like, what are these guys doing?
Yeah, yeah. Someone's like, yeah, look at these guys. What are these guys doing? This guy's in the back. He's like, they're having a gangbang. Right? We're all like, what? And we look back, he's like, yeah, gang bang. And we're like, dude, do you know what that is? He's like, yeah, it's when a bunch of guys dance. We're like, oh my God.
Dude, it's so funny.
And the best is I caught it on video.
It's on video. So all of a sudden, you're just zooming in on these uncles like dancing. And you hear him in the back going, they're having a gang bang. Oh my
God. It was like the most epic timing.
It was so funny. And that happened years ago, probably 10 years ago. Yeah. And we still till this day we talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, I told this guy, he's like 19, 20 now. I told him, I was like, yo, when you get married, 100% I'm going to play it at your fucking reception. I never heard some dumb shit. Oh, it's right here. I found it. Can you hear it?
Yeah. It's so cool.
They're having a game. Look.
They're having a gangbang over there. What is the gangbang going to say? And the best is this guy's dad was there too.
No. Yo, stop.
Which cousin was it?
Hold on, no. The funniest thing, the best part is that when he said it at first, everyone went silent and everyone ignored him. And then he said it louder.
They're having a gangbang over there.
Yeah, and the video is a bunch of dizzy uncles dancing.
Oh, oh my god.
Gangbang. They're having a gangbang over there.
This is fucked up.
Okay, here's one, okay?
So dumb, holy shit.
Having a gangbang over there. Uncles are dancing.
Yeah, the uncles are dancing.
And they're running, and they're like, just like slow motion dancing.
Having a gangbang. Okay. Hey, coaches, love the podcast. Keep the blah, blah, blah. So I'm kind of submitting today because I'm in a bit of a predicament this year. I'm currently in a long distance relationship with my boyfriend of 3 years. He moved to London this August. I absolutely love my boyfriend and we've had a pretty rock solid relationship thus far without any serious hiccups, and I totally saw a future with him. However, this distance kind of had me rethinking things. It's been about 4 months now and I'm really lonely in terms of companionship. We talk as much as we can, but it still feels like something's missing. He keeps reassuring me things will be okay as it's only temporary, but this is a lot for me to handle. Over the past couple of months, I've been going out with my friends and having fun to get my mind off things. I wasn't planning on actually entertaining other guys, and I know it's wrong, but I did a few times and began talking to one guy who I'm still talking to.
Okay, you've moved on. Break up with the London guy.
He is a great guy, and to be honest, he checks all my boxes. It's been a month since I met him and we're still talking. He asked me out once already, but I told him that I'm busy that day. But I just want time to think it over before I do it. Is it wrong for me to go out with another guy when I think there may be some potential? Like, I know it sounds wrong, but I don't know if I can do long distance.
So she just wants to test the waters.
She just wants to like cheat and us to be like, yeah, it's totally fine. Yeah.
And not like have to officially drop the first guy.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't want to drop.
No, man.
I'm not sure if this is God's way of testing me or really giving me a viable option here.
God is intervening.
Just blame it on God.
You're fuck straight up cheating.
I think God was...
I'm being tested right now.
I was thinking of going out with the guy at least a couple of times to see if there's something there. And then if there is, I would talk to my boyfriend about where we're at.
Why don't you talk to him about where you're at first?
Yeah. What do you guys think I should do? Any help is appreciated.
Leave the London guy, man.
Yeah. What are you doing? You cannot go and date another man.
You're fully open to other prospects. Like, you're single right now.
Yeah, you can't. You can't be like,
you're actually like, you're single, but you're just holding on to your...
She wants her cake and she wants to eat it too. That's what she wants. Yeah. She wants to fully date someone else. Going on one date is not just being like, oh, I'm just... talking to someone, texting, you're cheating.
Yeah. Like, if you have, even if it's a long distance relationship, you've been with this guy for 3 years and you're like talking to some other guy on the side and you're gonna go meet this guy for like a date.
Yeah, so you're cheating.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's, you're literally going on a date.
Yeah, which is cheating.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're a big cheater and add that to your resume now. No, facts. I feel like people should have dating resumes and. Yeah, if you're a cheater, it should be on there.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Imagine you're fucking sitting there in BC and this guy meets some chick in
England. Yeah, and he goes on like 4 or 5 dates. He's just testing the waters.
Yeah, and he's like, yo, I was just trying to see, like, you know, maybe it was something else. Like, you'd be like, yo, what the fuck
are you doing? Yeah. It seems like you don't even like your
boyfriend
that's in doing his thing in London. Just as like, you do your thing and let him do his thing. Maybe he'll find someone over there.
Yeah. You should definitely tell him. Be like, yo, I went out. I started talking to some guy.
Oh, he's gonna be like devastated.
Yeah.
I'd be crushed.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what? Yeah. I wouldn't even know how to think. Like,
yeah, I don't know, man. Just to save the other guy's feelings, honestly, I don't think she needs to say anything like that. Just be like, hey.
Yeah, I don't think you need to be like, hey, I'm starting to see someone else. Just be like, yo, I'm not feeling this anymore. Like, I think we should call it quits.
Yeah. Yeah, you can say that. But I don't know why. I get this weird feeling that, like, this chick is going to go do that and be like, yo, this long distance isn't working for me. I don't know. And she's going to, like, do, like, a mini, like, break it off. Go, like, fuck around with this guy. Yeah. Realize nothing's really over there. Yeah. And then come back to him and be like, okay, like, let's give it another shot.
Yeah, 100%.
And then she's not going to tell him anything that happened.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, yo, you should tell him, 100%.
Did you test the waters, Girk, while Karen was...
But you think I had the fucking opportunity? The chick was in fucking Calgary, like, every weekend.
Making... They didn't even do long distance, basically. Yeah.
Really?
No.
Was she? I don't remember her being here back and forth a lot.
Surprisingly, she was,
it
actually.
Felt like it.
No. She was, like, compared to, like, the average person, she was back quite a bit, man.
Yo, it's only been 4 months and this chick is already... Bro, 4 months is nothing. I feel like you can't deal with the loneliness that much. I'm alone 24/7. I was literally telling Maverick while I was in DC, I was like, yo, I just realized I spend a lot of time alone.
Yeah,
she's like, yeah, you actually do spend a lot of time alone. Like, I'm minus, like, you guys coming here on Tuesdays. Yeah. Like, I'm alone pretty much all the time.
Enjoy it.
Oh, it's fucking great. I love it.
My family was here this weekend. The amount of times I had to go give myself alone time, I'd be like, okay, I'll be back. And then I'd, like, go sit in my closet for, like, an hour because I was too overstimulated.
Yeah. I just like being alone when I'm, like, at home.
I think Tony does too, but he doesn't like to do anything else alone.
Yeah, that's like me. Mm. I can't do anything else alone except for be home alone.
I can do literally anything and everything alone.
Yeah, like, I used to hate being out in public alone before.
Yeah.
But now I've been doing it a lot, and I actually like it.
Yeah,
like eating out at restaurants alone.
Really?
Like,
yeah. Never. You catch me dead.
Yeah, that's what I did the whole week I was in DC.
Oh, fucking no! I would never, ever.
Why?
You should try it at least once.
No, man. We're gonna go fucking
this guy's so
vintage steak halls by myself. Like,
yeah, but you're thinking like you're in the 1940s, and you're gonna be staring at a wall, like. What are you doing when you're out with someone to dinner? 90% of the time, you're probably going to be on your phone anyways, not talking to the person in front of you.
I don't know.
And if you really can't think you can handle it, then sit at the bar. And then usually there's another person that's alone and you can talk to that person.
I haven't gone to that stage in my loneliness where I'm talking to other people. Like that. Stranger danger.
Other lonely people?
Yeah.
No, not other lonely people. It's also like you become more... approachable.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to that.
Even if
point
it's, let's life. Say, like, for example, like one time I went somewhere and I was eating at the bar, and there's like an older couple next to me, and so I started talking to them.
Did you then, start talking to
no,
them?
No, they started talking to me.
See, no one talks to me.
Yeah.
See, nobody talks to me either, but like,
old white people.
Yeah.
No, but like, no one talks to me. Like, you know, people are like, oh, I was talking to the person on the plane or whatever. No one talks to me at all. Like, I'm the most unapproachable person, I think. And I think it's because I have resting bitch face.
Yeah, yeah. But the first time that somebody talked to me on a plane, I think, was the lady that I talked to my whole flight to London. But yeah, you know how Manbeer was telling us? Like, oh yeah, this lady gave me this card at the gym.
Dude, Manbeer can talk to a brick wall.
Yeah.
Like, that chick is so social.
Or
like,
brick walls talk to her.
Yeah,
but nobody
talks
to me.
Yeah, everyone talks to her. Like, she's just so, like, she has that energy, like, that approachable energy. I'm just like...
Yeah.
Everyone's, like, scared of me.
Like, people always talk to, like, Manpreet, for example. Like, or even, like, if she's in a group, people will talk to her. Whereas, like, whether I'm alone or I'm in a group, like, usually people don't talk to me.
And I can't be like this, like, and, like, smiling for no reason.
Yeah.
I can't do that. So I don't know how do you make yourself more
I think it's a lot of it has to do with eye contact. I think if you are comfortable with making eye contact and just smiling, people will, like, whereas like, I just avoid the eye contact from
maybe that's what it is. Maybe I don't make, like, I'm just like,
yeah.
I don't make eye contact.
You look down. I just like, I like look around a lot or I like just look ahead.
I look down a lot. Okay, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try to make eye contact and smile at people. I'm going to see how it changes.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna know, like, excuse me, do you have a fucking problem?
Someone starts fighting me. I'm gonna do a fight.
They pull a gun on you.
Drink the car. Gang bang. Skin Visual Med Spa is ringing in with the holiday cheer. They have 12 days of December deals where they got 12 absolutely out of this park amazing deals for you guys, all right? Avi Clear Laser, you know, for your acne's, that you can get buy three and get three facials for free, which is absolutely crazy. Book any 1 hour medical grade facial and get dermaplaning or LED light therapy for free. Full face laser hair removal for only $55. Full arms and underarms laser hair removal for $95. You can also book a full body spa package. That's a massage, a scrub, mud wrap, and sauna blanket for only $250. What a perfect gift to give someone. Dermaplaning, jelly mask, and LED light therapy, only $95. Glass facial, which includes a laser facial and skin pen microneedling with boosters for only $450. Yo, honestly, I've been hearing like the best things about microneedling lately from people that I know. I was talking to my one friend. And I was like, yo, what have you been doing to your skin? And she's like, oh, I go for like microneedling every 6 months. I was like, I'm going to have to start that because the rejuvenation of the skinification, too good with microneedling. And they have many more deals because it's 12 days of the deals for 12 deals, okay? So make sure you guys check them out. Skin Visual Med Spa. If you mention the podcast, you get 15% off any regular price service. And let them know that we sent you, all right? Skin Visual Med Spa. We'll do one more in the light of Christmas. Hey, Coach, so my girlfriend and I have been dating since August, and this was our first Christmas together. I brought up the idea of giving each other Christmas gifts and hinted at having a budget so that we both don't stress out about the type of gifts we get. She got upset that I brought up a budget and said that she couldn't believe that I would want a price limit on the gift I buy her.
Oh, God.
Was it wrong of me to bring up wanting to buy gifts within a budget for each other? We're both 26.
No, I fucking told Karen that so many times, man.
Like, but you told her that for you.
For what?
Right?
No. I was like, dude.
You said, I'm going to buy you $100 one and you buy me $100 one, or did you say, yo, don't spend more than $100 on my gift?
No, I said, yo, if we're gonna buy each other gifts, let's set a budget, because I'm like, I don't want to go buy something that's like, you know, let's say $200 and you go buy something that's $500. I'm like, let's just set it to like a certain number. Now it's, we're at the point where we don't even do the gifts anymore. Yeah, now it's like, no,
eventually you need to get there. But I think if, especially when you're dating, I think the better way to go about it is if he just said, hey, just, but don't spend more than this much for me, then that gives her a general idea.
Yeah, he could have said that and then just kept his gift at that same limit. Mm-hmm. But I still get, like, I get what he's saying, because I did literally word for word said the same thing to Karen. I'm like, dude, listen, just fucking.
But what about when you were the first Christmas that you guys had together? Was there a budget?
There was, but there wasn't. There was a budget in the sense that we were both so fucking young that like we didn't have the capability of spending fucking hundreds of dollars.
But I remember one time you bought Karen like a $400 Christmas present.
Who?
You did, when you first started dating.
Wow. Spending the big bucks.
Maybe.
Yeah. So maybe this is their first, maybe because this is their first Christmas together. Yeah. She was like not expecting. But still, I think it's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with like, yo, let's not spend over, especially in today's economy. Yeah. I'd be down with that. I'd be like, sure.
You know what? I'm telling you what I'd want to hear. I'd be pretty pissed. I was like, let's start a budget.
Yeah, but we already know you're a gold digger, man.
Gold digger!
Yeah, you are. It's been established multiple times on this
show. That's part of your personality profile on the show, okay? Yeah. Just stick to it.
You don't even need to try. You just naturally do it like this.
I think like, maybe I would be, I don't know. I'm also saying all this while not being in a relationship. So like, I could just be talking shit and push comes to shove. It happens to me.
This just tells me that sis is more like me, and he, like, you know, maybe
he could have said it like in a way is like, yeah, like I think what Gravine is saying is like, he could have said it like, hey, yo, you don't spend more than $100. Like, I don't want you spending crazy money. Yeah. And then she can't be like, what do you mean?
Like, yeah, because once you say, like, let's set a budget for each other, I would definitely be like, like, what the hell? What? Even though,
even now you would do that? Like, what if Tony was like, Green, let's not spend over like X amount for each other. If you were doing presents, would you still be like, meh, meh, meh? Like now that you're married? You kind of think about it, bro. You
can't even think about it because we don't, well, A, we don't buy each other gifts. And if he does say, hey, what do you want? Not that it's like an unsaid thing. It just depends on whatever we have going on in the moment.
There's no budget.
Yeah, yeah. There's either no money budget.
Money ain't a thing.
That's not what it is.
Money ain't a thing. It's either
there's like, but I also know what to work within. Like for some years, I'll, you know, spend a lot. And some years, I'm like, you know what?
The bank balance looking a little red.
I don't really look at it.
What if they're just
No, but in the beginning, when I think back to like when we weren't married for a little while, we were together, there wasn't like a budget. We never set a budget for anything. But we didn't do Christmas presents. We did do birthday gifts, but there wasn't a budget.
Yeah, maybe it's the way he said it. Like, yo, we are both not going to. Yeah, maybe. But he was probably trying to be like, yo, I don't want this chick thinking that she's going to get a Chanel and shit, you know?
Yeah, because you know what? Yeah, I do agree that nowadays.
Yeah, nowadays it's like you have to, man.
Chicks have wild.
The wild expectations.
That's the issue, man.
Like, we were like, you know, like back when we were like 26, you'd be excited if you got a card holder, $40 from a guy.
Yes.
Like it was, you know, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. But this is telling me that maybe your financial values are not going to line up.
Yeah.
Maybe, because what if she is expecting a Chanel and you're out here?
Not a Chanel. Maybe she's expecting, I don't
Michael
know.
Michael Kors.
I don't know what they set their budget for, but let's say they set the budget for like 150 or 200 even. Maybe she was expecting a $500 gift.
Yeah, maybe she was
expecting. How about your chill out, buddy?
Maybe she was expecting a Dyson Airwrap.
Yeah. Oh.
And he's out here getting her
a
like
Revlon.
A Revlon, yeah.
I had one of those.
A Revlon, you know, a brush thing.
$40. Amazon, $30.
Yeah.
And like a, you know, a hair wand.
I don't know. Now I'm thinking like realistically, like would I be upset if like.
No, man.
The first Christmas, they're like, yo, let's, he was like, let's set a budget.
Just a word. Oh my God. I used to get like visceral reactions when Tony would be like, okay, we need to like figure out our budget.
Would you be
and
like,
I'd be like, I don't want to.
But I feel like, yo, this guy's probably like, yo, at least financially has a little bit of a demog.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
So that's why, like, yeah. But you also.
But we don't want to think about the demog and the top, you know, in the realm of romance.
Yeah.
You do. You have
to. There's going to be no romance. Yeah. There's no romance without the pesa.
You have to, you need a little bit more, we need more data here. Like, is he cheap when it comes to everything? Like, are you guys going 50-50 on your dates?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you, like.
What if she was like, this is the fucking last straw. Yeah, your big ass cheaper. Yeah. Never take me anywhere. And now you're trying to budget my gift.
Yeah, and when you do take me somewhere, I'm paying for my own bill. And then when I said, hey, let's go to Vegas, you said, no, that's too expensive. The US dollar, the exchange rate is not good right now. Like, does he say that kind of stuff?
But like, what if they've only, because this is their first Christmas, so what if they've only been dating for like 4 months?
You should have a little bit of data, like the date data for sure.
No.
You know what's so funny?
Since August, yeah. So they haven't been together that long.
Yeah. So why would this?
Yeah, so then he's cheaping out. Whereas if he was serious about her, he wouldn't have mentioned the budget.
Oh,
if he was what?
If he was,
because they've been dating since August, so it hasn't been that long. So their first Christmas is not like a year in.
Yeah, so it's only been 4 months. I'm like, yo, chill the fuck out, bitch. There's a $25 Starbucks gift card. Shut your mouth.
Yeah. I get it because like if 4 months in,
if he was trying to keep her, he'd be like, okay, tell me what you want. Tell me what's on your wish list and I will get you like one of the things or whatever.
Really?
100%. If he's trying
tell
to like
me what's
wife
on your
her
gift
up.
List. I'm like, shut up, man. I'm lucky you're even getting anything.
Yo, Greg talks so much fucking shit.
Getting a party. He probably spent $400 on Karen's gift when he was 21 at Michael Kors.
100%. Mads was working at a warehouse, right? Picking up fucking boxy.
Yeah,
and this guy was spent. I do recall a time when he spent, or a birthday gift or something. They used to while out on their gifts. I do remember this, both you guys.
But the only reason, honestly, that used to happen is because Karen's would be like spending that much money. So then I felt obligated
to spend. You go. And look, now you're married and you've been married for like 5+
years. Yeah, but now I always throw it in her face. Oh, you know how much money I would have if I didn't have to buy your dumb ass.
Yeah, well, an extra, what, $2,000? Relax. Yeah.
No, way more than $2,000. Try like $4,000.
Try like $4,000 in the grand scheme of things. Like,
oh my god,
how much are you really losing?
Fucking money's money, man.
Yeah, it's not like you ever bought her like, you know, $1,000 purse or like $2,000 bag or something.
You did it?
No, she fucking has all that shit.
He's saying she has it. That means this is post
marriage. No, even before marriage, man. She got everything fucking...
There you go. It's because you were trying to marry the girl, so yeah, you did the things.
Yeah, so you did the things. No, yeah, yeah, yes, it's true.
Karen will tell you straight up.
You're telling us right now that you did the things. But let's say if this is a girl that you weren't so serious about, and you'd be like, oh,
then
you'd
put a budget for sure on there.
100%.
Yeah. What do you mean, man? Karen paid for our first date.
I don't think Tony mentioned the word budget until like a couple years into us getting married, and we were like spending like pretty out of control.
Wow, I'm starting to question everything right now.
Why?
Because I was like, yeah, this makes sense. Like my initial reaction was like, yeah, what's wrong with having a budget? Because I hate gift giving.
Yeah, but that's but when it comes, you have to think, Pam, like, you know, when we talk about like, okay, but a girl is going to look at how much a guy makes, blah, blah, blah. Because girls like, well, why are girls always talking about like, oh, this guy doesn't make enough for me, blah, blah, blah. It's because they have to become like the main like breadwinner provider, especially like once like the girl has like, if they have kids and she's on maternity leave and she's not making as much, or let's say now she has to stay home with the kids, like she needs to know that her and her kids are going to be provided for. And these are the things that guys are trying to prove like before they officially get the girl. And so that's why, like, once I start hearing that there's like budgets or like you're splitting things, like be prepared for that for the rest of your life.
No, man.
But let's say, but look, for example, look at like in my case with Tony, he didn't really set crazy budgets before we were married. He did it like a few years in when we were both spending out of control for really no reason. It was like on the dumbest things. And then, so that's when he was like, okay, let's, you know, get a handle on this. But before he was like, okay, you, look, I can be the provider. But anyways, I was thinking, because yesterday we were, I don't know what, we were about to go to the restaurant next to Lena's. And ever since our London trip, we're like really into olives. So we went into Lena's to get olives.
Really into olives?
Yeah, anyways, we got one jar of
olives. Hot dogs and olives.
What? Olives are really good. We got one jar of olives, and I go put it down. I put it down. I'm closest to the cashier. I'm closest to the credit card machines. We literally have all the same, like, joint credit cards, everything. Mm. But he has to reach over me to, like,
yeah, he's a bum barrel.
I just laugh to myself, and I'm like, he just like can't.
A $12 jar of fucking olives. Tony's like, yo, step aside, buddy. I got this.
Literally $6.99.
You're winking at the fucking person. Tip $1.
Alpha behavior.
Yeah.
So alpha. But you know what?
Gervin loves the $12 alpha behavior.
But then go too alpha on me, I will get mad.
You're tripping.
Alpha within limits, buddy.
Yes.
No, man. I feel like you have to think, financial. Yo, this guy is fucking 26 years old. What, we don't even know what he does for a job. None of that shit. So what if he actually can't like afford to spend like $5,000?
Then she's not the girl for him. Yeah, then that's what I'm trying to say.
If it's like this,
then go find yourself a budget-friendly sister.
Yeah. And like, if this is like the gift that you fear it's going to like put you on the track to homelessness, like, then yes. But if at the end of the day, like, you're gonna be like, Girk, out $4,000 but gain a wife and family,
and you're still fucking, yeah, I'm questioning
out
it,
$4,000 over a 15-year period, like,
Girk over here, what are you saying, bro?
How long have you guys been together?
I don't even know.
So it's more than 15 years, isn't it?
It's 15 years, yeah, because when you guys got married it was 10 years.
Yeah, on an average of $267 a year.
$267?
If you average out the $4,000 total that you've spent on gifts, the whole time you've been together is $4,000. Yo, that's crazy.
It's obviously...
Girl math!
It's obviously more than that.
So technically, $266 a year divided by 365 days... You only spend 73 cents a day on Karen.
Will it kill you, Girk?
Wow. Yeah, I should be fucking lucky, man.
Oh, wow.
Girl math.
I'm like scared. Girl, I couldn't even total up my average at this point.
Like all your gifts? Gravine's probably like $200,000.
No, but now at a certain point, it doesn't even matter, man. For the last X amount of years, it just all comes out of the same account.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. Like,
so you just buy
prior to you guys getting married, you probably spent a total of $4,000 on gifts.
Probably more.
So $400 a year. Because it's 10 divided by...
No,
so
more.
It's 4,000 divided by 10.
You so think you spent more than $4,000 on Karen gifts total over the span of your whole relationship prior to marriage?
100%.
He probably spent $10,000 in 10 years, like up until they got married. You guys have been married for 5 years. There's still $1,000
a year. Yeah.
On your girlfriend.
Which is nothing, man. That's nothing. But that doesn't include like dinners, dates.
Yeah, that's like
giving. It adds up a little bit
Karen
more.
Karen paid for the first date.
Oh, it was fucking $12.
$10,000 minus $12 and 65 cents.
How many times he did that at Cactus?
We've been holding this fucking Wendy's bill over this guy's head. But that's what you do to everyone else.
Yeah, okay, no, so. But I own it. I did it. I fucking did it.
Average it out like $10,000, like $1,000 a year.
Maybe a little bit more.
That's the cost of a relationship. I'm sorry. If you want a relationship, that's what it's. If you want to save that money, then be single.
I think you got a good deal on Karen.
Yeah, I think so too. Karen's like chill though, man. She's just like, she's not very like...
She's not a cold digger like me.
She's
apparently.
Not like Gravine, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Karen's pretty chill. Like, she's pretty chill like when it comes to...
She's also an only child. She literally got everything probably.
I think that's the other thing. She got everything. Like, anytime she wants something, she just basically gets it.
Yeah.
Best of me all.
Best me. Best me all. Just threw that in there. Yeah, I think it was...
I wonder what like the average amount is for each person.
Hold on, let me
or
see
what you think is a reasonable amount
to spend every year. Like
yeah, I wonder what my number is.
What's the relationship tax? That's what I want to know.
Yes,
because hold on,
like
again.
How much?
Okay, think about this, yo. Like, let's say on average, I would say like a couple probably spends like total, whether it's the guy or the girl or together, they probably spend total. I would say about $500 a month on just like dinners, drinks, and activities.
Oh, I think more.
Like, yeah, so $500 on the low end then.
If your individual, my individual bill can run up to like $100 sometimes.
Yeah, no. Yeah, okay, so like
with
together,
the,
yeah.
With tip
yeah.
included.
Okay, so let's say, okay, whatever. Let's be conservative. Let's just say $700 a month.
Yeah.
$700 a month on just like food, drinks, and entertainment.
Yeah.
Per month.
What? Really? I'm just reading this article, Motley Fool, which is like a finance website.
Fuck those guys.
Says an average spend on dating is $146 a month of a poll over 1,000 people.
But what do you classify
people
as
in a people in a relationship spend at a little less at $139 a month, average out.
You're going on one date a month? Like what?
So that's $1,600 a year.
No, but
that's nothing.
This seems low.
That's so low, man. One day you take off.
Those are Gore numbers.
These are pre-pandemic numbers also. So
straight up. Because if you go like one date, man, me and Karen go dinner anywhere, the bill's minimum, like one bare minimum 150. Yeah. Bare minimum. I would say usually it's probably pushing 200.
Yeah, it's 190, I think is like the... Because, yeah, that's $80 each. Because that's your individual bill. I'm telling you, runs up to it with a tip. If you get, like, a couple glasses of wine or whatever, it's going to be, you're going to go up to $100.
So how much do you, what do you think?
So if you're
I think
going
700,
on
man.
A dinner date once a week with your boyfriend or girlfriend, so that's $400 per person right there. That's $800 total. And if it's me, I'm not paying.
Okay, hold on. So these are the numbers coming. So the first year of a relationship is the most expensive, with Americans spending an average of $9,233 in the first 12 months.
Yeah.
And then that's American. Canadian is 1 year courtship. This includes everything, fancy dinners, theater type dates, casual dates, movies, getaways, vacations, $6,900 a year.
And then add on top of that, that all these like desi kids have to book hotel rooms. It's very expensive.
So what are we saying? What's the yearly spend?
I think the yearly... So that's what I'm saying is everyone's number is different for what they think is like a reasonable amount for courtship. Yeah,
it's like some people literally can't afford to be spending $10,000 a year on fucking drinks.
Yeah, dinners. So then they would pair up with somebody who's that number is lower.
Yeah.
So let's say if Karen was $1,000 a year before you guys got married.
Yeah.
Then maybe this other person is closer to like $500 or $400 a year.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a poll on Instagram. Yeah. I'm going to ask people, in the first year of your relationship, what do you think you spent in the year to be in that relationship? Dates, gifts, vacations, all that stuff, first year.
And you have to answer as, like, are you the guy or the girl?
The guys obviously are spending more.
Yeah, the guys are spending more. All right, guys, that's it for the podcast. Hopefully you enjoy. Make sure you follow Girk on Instagram at Karma Party Real Estate. Best deal without a way. Follow Gravine on Instagram at There Goes Gravine. You can subscribe to the Patreon for bonus content, more episodes. You can also buy some merch as well. Link in the episode details. And follow the podcast account at Coach B Podcast. We'll catch you guys next week on Coaches. Don't believe. Bye.